Okay, so just begin again by just coming into the body. Again, just noticing the flesh and the bones. So coming into your bones, coming into the spine, skull, teeth. Coming into your senses, noticing the sense of touch, the sense of hearing, seeing, smelling and tasting. Noticing your sense of balance. A sense of warmth and coldness, pleasure and pain. Really feeling the human form, your form as a human being. And feeling that capacity of that form to bridge between inside and outside. So being aware how your senses face in two directions, the inner world and the outer world. Feel the directionality of your body, feel the down and the up, the left and the right, behind and in front. Letting attention rest upon the form of your body. Feeling your body as the storehouse of memory. All the subtle impressions, subtle memories, subtle stresses, all the experiences of your life somehow stored within the body and brain. feeling the skull and the physicality of the brain within the skull, noticing the nervous system, mysterious nervous system that connects and unites all the systems of the body. And from within the pool of memory, allowing the form, the robed form, conjoint form of power, love, and wisdom to arise out of your pool of memory. Leaning into that form, stepping into that form, being with that form, feeling the qualities of potency, of wisdom, of love. Flowing into you. Letting that shape hold you. Within that form, remembering the quality of dynamic balance and centering. Remembering the flow of the fountain or the fire of the green and burning tree. Feeling the capacity of this image of yourself. Within this form, being the embodiment of center and balance, dynamic balance. Being the living tree, being the flowing fountain. Letting this form hold you, relaxing into this form. Balance, flow, potency, understanding, compassion. Standing at the center of your experience. At the center of your world, opening to the web of connections, the complex web of overlapping fields and experiences. Feeling the web of connections, feeling your place in the web of your life. letting yourself be drawn to some aspect of your connectedness. Some aspect of your life, some connection, some situation, some being. And with that being or situation, practice this art of kaithing. Open to the other, be opened by the other. See the other, be seen by the other. Letting your shape flow into them, letting their shape flow into you. Creating the new gestalt, the new connectedness. Feeling the disturbance of the balance that creates new possibilities. Opening to the unknown. And withdraw from that situation, slowly coming back into just your sense of yourself, your own energetic body. Notice the experience of kaithing, of entering another experience, another world. contemplate the effect on your own body and mind. And it is as if you expand your sense of yourself, as if your energy body is if the sense of yourself as loving and wise, powerful being expands, becoming larger, becoming deeper, as if your roots go deeper, your branches expand, your trunk gets stronger. Simultaneously being the form that you are, being the living tree, being a chalice that holds light and possibility. Letting these three forms come together within the field of love and power and wisdom. Being the human form, being the living tree, being the chalice of the grail, being the generative source, and from this place extending your awareness outwards to some aspect of the universe that represents deep spirit. Extending your intention, your awareness towards the mysterious deep spirit. Allowing that intention, that possibility, to guide your awareness, writhing with the deep spirit, and being open to whatever follows. And then making the transition from the inside to the outside. Noticing that intention. Noticing the effect on the kaizing of deep spirit. Without withdrawing from that, notice your human form. Feeling that movement from the inside to the outside. Feeling for a moment the image of the living tree. Feeling the bridging image of the tree. Sitting, or even if you wish, standing like a tree. So if you wish, you could do this. I'm going to do just slowly stand. You can remain sitting. And just feel, as you move from standing to sitting, or just if you're sitting, feel the connection between the inside and the outside. Feel a sense of extension in space and rootedness. Feel the mystery of both the human form and standing or sitting like a tree. Being a tree, being a human being. And also being a chalice, being a container that holds and transmits light. And if you wish, you could just bring your hands up to form the shape of a chalice, whether you're standing or sitting or not. But just feel, just in the body, the sense of being a chalice, being a tree, being the human being, being the link between deep spirit and just here. Trusting the body, letting the body hold, letting the body transmit, join, letting the body bridge. And then slowly just folding back into your own form. Just letting the energy just fold back inwards. Touching your body, being aware of your body. Either standing or coming back to sitting. And then just letting your senses open out into the room. Okay, let's just see what needs to be said after that experience. Okay, so that felt sense of that picture.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel it, yeah, I see it.
Mm. And also really in relationship with the world, very primal.
Yeah, totally, yeah.